some of you the wrong way, and that's okay with me, because I believe you're going to catch on when we're through with this message. You need to realize that a spirit of infirmity and a spirit of debt that keeps you in debt all the time is a demonic spirit. And some of you said, well, it's okay. It's not, I mean, I can still breathe. I can, you know, I still got a little tiny bit of wiggle room. Well, why don't you get rid of the root spirit behind the problem? So when you say spirit of debt, I will no longer participate here. I see that as sin. I'm going to cast it out of my life, and I'm going to see it go away. And the covenant of God is going to come in, and I'm going to begin to breathe life here and watch that change.
That's right. Also, Darren, I believe as the listeners catch on here, not only to that, that we can cancel out debt and cancel out infirmity in our life, but that as they speak the word, and the one that comes to my mind is Hebrews 10:35, I cast not away my confidence, for it has a great reward. And as we get confident in who we are, and many of you, you're just not confident. And as you speak that scripture every day, you're going to see a supernatural awakening in your very being as to who you are in Christ Jesus. That very word is you prophesying over yourself.
Now, you've given Hebrews 10:35, and I'll give it again. Cast not away your confidence, for it has a great reward. Now, the payoff comes in the next verse. For you have need of endurance, so when you've done the will of God, you'll receive what was promised. Many of you have endurance just to do the drill. That's not just what endurance and persistence is for and responsibility is for. I believe we need to take the moments that we have, the days, the weeks, the years that we have, and the hours, I'll say that, and we need to begin to speak life into our situation. Mm-hmm. Some of you have rocked back on your couch. I can practically see you with your hand across your forehead saying, dear God, will this ever change? Well, it won't change unless you change it. Mm-hmm. And the harvest you have right now is because of seeds you planted. Now, none of us like to take that responsibility, but it's really true. We have a harvest of whatever we have because of the seeds we planted, whether we did it in ignorance, we did it with the consent of ignorance, or we did it with our eyes wide open. We did it whether we're informed or uninformed. We have a harvest of whatever we planted.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So here we see, as you said, we need to bring that into our situation and bring life to it. Now, how do we bring life to this dead situation? There's only one who brings life into our situation, and that's Holy Spirit. So here, God says, now I want you to begin to say the word, and Ezekiel begins to say the word, and he sees the bones coming together, but they don't have life in them. Now, step number two is that God tells him to prophesy again. And so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, a thunder, some people say a voice, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone, and I looked, and flesh, but no breath. And he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Now here, the breath is Holy Spirit, and we know no one can give us life except Holy Spirit.
All right, now when it says say to the breath or speak to the breath, in some translations say command the breath. Now, here's what Holy Spirit has done. Jesus has done the plan. He has put himself at your disposal. He's saying, now use me. Jesus in the New Testament gave us the power of attorney to use his name. And it goes like this. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You'll find that in John chapter 14. And then Jesus says at another place in John 15, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty profound language. Now, here in the Old Testament, we find God speaking to the prophet Ezekiel, and he said, I want you to do two things. I want you to speak to the problem, which is the dry bones, and I want you to speak to the answer, which is the breath. Now, I'm going to suggest this to you if you have problems, say, with debt. Lay out all those credit card bills, lay out the mortgage of the house, lay out the car payment, whatever you have there of monthly obligations. Say, I can't meet these. I am overextended. I have used MasterCard to pay off Visa and Visa to pay off Discover and so on. I'm in a mess. And I can no longer increase my limit. I've got to find another way out. And I say, well, praise the Lord. Now that we're backed into a corner, we got to look at some more creative ways of getting out of this. And this is one of the most creative things I could ever suggest to anybody, Barbara.
Well, one of the practical things is, first of all, you cut up those credit cards. Then you get the bills paid. And then in the future, if you want to get a credit card or two, after you've learned how to manage those credit cards, then do it. But I would suggest immediately, you're saying, for instance, but if you have that problem, immediately cut up those credit cards.
That's part of it. I would also say, why don't you get a debit card in place for a credit card?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what I have.
You either have the money or you don't have the money.
That's right.
But let me go back and read this because it's profound. And Father God, I'm asking you to give us understanding, supernatural understanding. Open up the eyes of our heart As Paul prayed for the people in Ephesians chapter 1, give us wisdom. Jesus, you're made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. We also have your mind. It says in 1 Corinthians 2:16 that we have the mind of Christ. Now, if we have the mind of Christ, you're made unto wisdom. We can understand this stuff. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go back into Ezekiel 37 one more time. And see, God took the prophet out, and he says, look at this situation. Can these bones live? And basically, I could see the prophet putting his hands on his hips and saying, beats me, Lord. Only one that would know this is you. And here's what he said. And he caused me to pass among them round about. Now, we could say he caused you to pass among your bills or your situation. And behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Now, let me say, some of you are in debt because a spirit of death came between you and someone you borrowed money from or you're in business with. And God wants to remove that spirit of debt and put a spirit of life in there. Again, he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. See, now we're giving you this review so you'll catch it. Thus says the Lord God to these bones. Now, God is speaking to the prophet, and he said, I want you to speak on my behalf. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I'll cause breath into you that you may come to life. I'll put sinews on you, make flesh grow back on you, and cover you with skin, and put my breath in you that you may come alive, and you will know that I am the Lord. So now the instruction continues. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. Behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked, and behold, sinews were on them, flesh grew, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, breathe on these slain, that they may come to life. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and breath came into them, they came to life, stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Now, if you take this situation, you know, we've talked to you here financially, we talked to you about health situation, but you lay it out on the table there, and you speak to the breath, and you say, O breath, come and breathe on this situation. Holy Spirit, come with all of your ability, with all of your power, with all of your anointing, and breathe on this situation, because I've got death all over the place here. Now, you're driving away because the spirit of death does not have the power that the spirit of life has. Now, the spirit of death is going to vacate, or the spirit of debt, or the spirit of infirmity, or the spirit of marital disagreements. You mean that has to move out when you call on the mighty power of Holy Spirit. Barb, how do you see this working?
Darren, I believe that the very, very first time that I met you, that you were talking about this, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may come to life. And as the years have passed, I have, at first, yes, and you will too as you're listening, you will memorize those words, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these dead circumstances that they come to life. I've said that many times in my life, and Darren, I know you've said that many times in your life also, come from the four winds, O breath. And we really recognize that breath as Holy Spirit. We reverence Holy Spirit for coming and bringing those dead things into life. And I believe it's important for our friends listening that they catch that revelation of come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these dead circumstances in my life.
Well, let's say it another way. You really have to bring something in that's bigger than yourself, wiser than you are, or your situation is not going to change. You'll continue to do the loop, and you'll be a year down the track and just to have a bigger mess. And nothing is static, and nothing will stay. It'll get worse. If you got a mess a year from now, it'll be a bigger worse, unless you bring in something that's stronger than the mess.
Yes, and the thing that's stronger, Darren, is the Word of God. That's stronger. And as we delight and we are so enthusiastic when we hear some of you saying the Word of God. And one of our favorite people to call, Darren, is John from Loveland. He's always into the Word, and he feels like he's unconfident about it. But when he begins to get into the Word and say the Word, and he's memorized so much of the Word, it excites me to know that some of our friends are really getting this. They're catching this revelation. We prophesy as we speak the Word of God. That's the prophecy.
Now, what we're really doing is, when we do that, we are loosing the very breath of God. Now, he may be at that moment using our mouth to formulate the words, but it's his power flowing through us. And a while ago, you just briefly touched on a tape series we have called Fighting Back God's Way. I would recommend you get that series, put that teaching right along with this Breathing Life, and you'll have a dynamite package.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know, folks, how to cut off the past and start with a clean slate.
That's right.
At some point, you have to do